Hello, it's Thursday, February the 24th, and we've been in Revelation 12 all of this week, and today we pick it up at verse 13. And when the dragon saw that he had been thrown down to the earth, he pursued the woman who had given birth to the male child. But the woman was given the two wings of the great eagle so that she might fly from the serpent into the wilderness to the place where she is to be nourished for a time and times and half a time. This is a depiction, I think, of Christ, his birth, his life, his death, his resurrection, Satan realizing that he has lost that part of the battle, the woman, the church here, being sent into the wilderness to be protected, to be watched over, to be guarded. It's another depiction of the hostility that exists now that he cannot touch Christ, having attempted to do so in the temptation narratives, in Gethsemane especially. Get thee behind me, Satan. He was present there in Gethsemane. But now the attention of Satan and his fallen angels is against Christ's bride, the church. Chapter 12, as we've been looking at it this week, is a fantastic, in the real sense of the word, it's a fantastic depiction of the struggle between the forces of good and the forces of evil, between the church and the powers of darkness. But one of the things that chapter 12 wants you to understand is that the ultimate defeat of Satan is absolutely sure. We must be walking with Christ. We must be trusting in him. We must be in union and communion with him. And we are on the winning side. A friend who taught missions at seminary from Brazil, who always said that the book of Revelation was relatively simple to understand. Jesus wins, he said. And he was right. That's what Revelation 12 is ultimately about. Now, a reminder that in a month's time we will be celebrating our 225 plus 2 celebration, and we've got things planned for that entire week, especially from Wednesday through to Sunday towards the end of March, and I'll be giving you some more details later. But for now, have a wonderful weekend.